This is The Bottom Line.
The Bottom Line.
On 938 Live.
Despite the uncertainty in the global economy, the employment outlook for Singapore this year appears stable and positive, with many sectors hiring due to ongoing needs or newly secured contracts. 938 Live's Jonathan Pierce asked Ronald Lee, Managing Director of Prime Staff Management Services, which sectors will be ramping up hiring and how recent changes to foreign worker legislation will play out in the employment market in Singapore.
Much of the uncertainties in the past year or the past few months have been created or caused by the Euro debt crisis. And with that, a lot of people are beginning to become wary and so-called drawback. But I'm sure with this recent settlement, with the Greek accepting the package, then it seems to have blown past, but this uncertainty remains because this is a temporary resolution.
So what are the key sectors that will see an increase in hiring and which sectors won't do so well?
The worst hit, I am sure, will be the electronics sector. And then the manufacturing will also be affected to some extent. And largely all those that are export-driven will be affected because the global demand will slow down.
How about services, manufacturing or the banking sector?
Banking sector domestically will still be healthy, but certain areas within the banking sector will be affected, like the investment banking, where foreign funds and various financial derivatives are involved. Then it may be affected because of the current uncertainty within the Europe and American markets. But otherwise, in Singapore, you see UOB, OCBC reporting record profits. And of course, within the retail sector, The retail will continue to do very well because even while Singapore lacks the advantage of a massive consumer base, you find that the very low unemployment rate and the growing foreign immigrants and increasing visitor arrivals, all these help buoy the consumer spending and instill dynamism into this local retail scene.
Now, with the changes to the foreign worker legislation announced during the budget, how will it impact hiring trends in Singapore this year?
With the government tightening the dependency ratio, it would of course mean that a company can hire less people. And at the moment, with the new introduction, two sectors will be affected. The manufacturing and services, their dependency ratio will be cut down by 5% from 65 to 60 and 50 to 45 respectively. And also S-passes will also be affected by 5%.
Could you share some recruitment trends that you've noticed in Singapore recently?
Okay, because of this uncertainty, I think more companies will look to outsourcing their staffing needs. For example, they will probably not want to hire this directly under their payroll, or because some companies may have a headcount freeze, and so they will still need to do work. You know, they still have businesses to conduct, so they will then have their headcount passed to somebody else, and so people like us will come in, do the hiring and function as the employer. And of course, there are other arrangements like flexible work arrangements, perhaps hiring more temps.
And what's your advice for recruiters and job seekers right now?
For recruiters, generally, they may feel that there is a lot of people now in the market with this uncertainty, but actually it is not so. So therefore, they should continue to ensure that expectations and all are realistic, and that the selection should not drag on for too long, because some employers generally want to take a longer time, want to see more people before they make a decision, but they will in the process lose some very good ones, or they may want to cut down on the compensation packages, and again in the process lose good people. And of course, for job seekers, they should always be very realistic. They cannot expect too much, or they must be more willing to agree to a job enlargement kind of arrangement. where they can actually take on a bigger role, a bigger responsibility, in addition to what is generally expected of them.
Positive Business Minute on 938 Live.